Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes on a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a sci-fi erotic thriller starring Scarlett Johansson, and it's called Under the Skin.
Yes, she's a brunette this time, and she plays an alien who looks human, and she's trolling for men in Scotland.
This is an interesting movie because some of it is improvised with real people on the street that have been incorporated into this fictional story. It adds a bit of realism to the tale.
It's real, but I found it to be tedious. There's a lot of time spent watching Johansson's character troll for men in a white van through the streets.
Yeah, you're right. There are long stretches of boring passages that are interspersed with moments of brilliance. As a matter of fact, there are times when this movie reminds me of the work of Stanley Kubrick. Jonathan Glazer is the director who's probably best known for an earlier movie called Sexy Beast with Ben Kingsley. This is a very interesting cinematic experiment, and it doesn't all make sense, but it sure is creepy.
Very eerie and creepy, yes. But it leads me to wonder if this sci-fi genre will typecast Johansson. Her previous film, Her, was also another version of Johansson being non-human. She's a sexy person, but in this film, I don't know, maybe going too far?
Maybe. I don't fear for her career at all. I think she's going to do just fine. But I do think that this movie will be very off-putting to a lot of people. If you are into avant-garde cinema, then this might be right up your alley.
The music, the soundtrack, if you will, is as much a force in this film as the characters.
I agree. It definitely establishes a mood.
Yes.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.